Blog Talk Radio.
I've known about you.
Hi! Hi, everyone. It's Colleen with Daytime Raptor Dog. And, today we are having Carrie Gensler, on the show. You know, she's been on Supernatural, Days of Our Life, 90210, The Bold and Beautiful. She's on so many great shows that if I tell you all the shows she's been on, our time will be up, but she's not here yet. So I just want to say a couple of things before I forget. Okay, Trudeau, stop bashing Lil White and Ian McCoy. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is, this is nuts, but, you know, I will get into that after the interview, but we have a guest here right now. I'm so excited. King is there. I have not been on Daytime After Dark, this whole stay-at-home order with people. I've been calculating today, and, okay, 217 days we've been in this in Washington. Not that I'm blue or anything, but I want to go to Hawaii. So let's bring on Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I will be. You know, I'm good. We've been in the stay-at-home order for almost 200 plus days, and I should have never calculated it, because once I calculated it, then it made me go a little more crazy, because I've never spent so much time in my apartment.
Oh my God.
I mean, no vacation this summer, no anything. And
I
by
know.
The sound of it, I don't think we are doing Thanksgiving or Christmas at this point. So it's just like, okay, this 2020 can go out the window as far as I'm concerned. How have you been coping with it, Carrie?
You know, we've been doing okay. I'm in Georgia, and things have been open for quite a while now, but definitely not business as usual. And you know, we're being safe. But yeah, life has been a little bit different since March.
Yeah.
We were at a stay-at-home order for a while, and then that was lifted, you know, for quite a while now it's been lifted. But, you know, it's a different way of life, and I certainly miss seeing friends and family and, you know, getting to travel and doing all those things that we kind of took for granted before.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were the first ones in the whole country, in Seattle, Washington, to get the virus. And
right.
So really, we got on phase two, and then I have a feeling we are probably going to be back at phase one by, you know, Thanksgiving. And, you know, they've opened up some restaurants here, but not, I mean, they do drive-through, yeah, but they restaurants. So my thing is, when I finally go back in the restaurant, I might forget the whole how to order thing, because it's been so long. I mean, I'm joking, people, but in a way I'm not. So, yeah, it's, you know, and the only thing I can be grateful for with the stay-at-home order is Hollywood was shut down. So no one could tell me they were too busy to come on the show. So, I mean, in that I was happy about, but on the West, no. And it just seems like a crazy time in our country. And yeah, and I talked to so many Hollywood actors and actors who just is beginning to go back to work, and they don't know how long they're going to be able to go back to work. So is this one of the most crazy things I've ever seen?
Yeah, it's very strange, and it's very strange. You know, for an actor as well, it's very strange because, you know, when you're on set, constantly around people, and there's constantly people in your personal space. You've got your hair and makeup team and wardrobe and sound and props, and there's always, you know, the other actors, there's always people in your personal space. So it's, I haven't been back to work just yet, but when I've talked to friends who have gone, you know, it's a little, you know, it's different, just as everything else in our lives is different right now. I mean, even getting our grocery shopping done is different. So just try to roll with the punches and keep people safe as much as we can. And, you know, I think what you were saying is true, is that, you know, even though we're not able to travel like we were, and a lot of events have been canceled, you know, I've been able to participate in a lot of different things on Zoom and different formats because things have gone digital and virtual. So it's been kind of nice because I've gotten to, you know, do a lot more almost during COVID than normal, just because, you know, everything now you can just do it from your computer.
Well, yeah, I totally get that. And the one thing, you know, I love it. But since I have all my packages sent to my parents' house, my dad was thinking that me or my mom or my grandma was having a fit with the mailman. He was joking because every day there was an Amazon order. And he would text me and goes, did you order something about that and your mom? I'm like, no, I did too. And he goes, again? I'm like, yes, okay. There's nothing to do but order stuff. And, you know, in that, you know, case, you know, I had to be careful because Amazon is so easy to be on. I don't know if you're finding that, but I could easily be on Amazon for hours and find things that I really don't need, but they are so cute that I want to get.
Right. I haven't been on Amazon because one of what I've been doing during COVID is my husband and I launched our own online marketplace. So I'm shopping on
awesome.
Our marketplace. And that's called Vendroo.com. Vendroo.com. So that's what we've been doing during COVID. You know, I have so many friends who are small business owners and artists and creators and makers. And, you know, it's been very difficult for them during COVID to, you know, keep their businesses running and feed their families. And so we wanted to do something. We wanted to give those people a new platform to promote and sell what they do. And so that's where Vendroo came from. So I actually haven't really been on Amazon much at all because I've been creating my own.
Well, and Faith after the show messaged me so we can make sure to put the information on Facebook for the fans. I'm sure the fans will love it, and, you know, people, you know, love shopping. So, totally, that's awesome to start something because, you know, for a while, not a lot of people wanted to go in the stores and whatnot. And, you know, I've been going Walmart. That's about my, and Safeway here. But since I have a 93-year-old grandmother, my mom and I both did not want her in the store, even though she can still drive. we just didn't want her to touch anything because, you know, we did not want her to get it. So I went shopping for me and my grandma, and I got in a little trouble because I figured, why not make money off this COVID thing? So I was adding 30 cents per item to when she paid me, and it was going well until like 2 weeks into my little money-making plan that she was complaining to my mom that prices have gone sky high.
Right.
So now, since I did my little city thing now, they both asked for the receipt after I get out of the stove. So, yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to say that was the best idea, but I was bored, and I just thought it would be a funny thing. But
right.
It got me in a lot of hot water, so yes, I'm never doing that again. So, yeah, I can see how an online web thing right now is great. So did you guys just decide one night that you were going to do this, the website, or what
yeah.
made you guys
undecide? It was during lockdown. And like I said, you know, I have so many friends who have small businesses and create and make things. And, you know, of course, all everything was closed and all of the events, you know, were canceled. And so we thought, well, what can we do to contribute? What can we do to help? And just in listening to friends who were selling on other platforms and the challenges they were having, we decided to do and make something better. And so that's what we've been working on. So that's been keeping me very busy during COVID. Busier than I even thought it would, but it's a lot to start a new business and to, you know, develop a new shopping platform. And it's been challenging, but it's been really fun as well. And it's, you know, we get really excited when things sell and people are selling their products. And it's great to see people on there enjoying it and shopping and selling. And yeah, it's completely different. Completely different. But I'm not good at just sitting around. So when the business shut down, I thought, boy, I better think of something to do. So it just came to me one day after talking to someone.
Of course, because you don't want to be bored. I mean, you know, I mean, I've been writing my screenplay, doing this and doing the show and trying to catch up on every soap. And no, people, I'm not caught up on the soaps yet. I don't want to hear it. But on my primetime shows from last year, I thought it was a great idea in my head to just wait until the fall and then watch them, because they would not be back until November, and I did not want to go the whole summer figuring out who killed someone. So I still have to do that. So, but I think you came up with a genius idea because, you know, with a lot of the stores not having everything you need in the stores, it's very hard to find some stuff. Sometimes when you're finding, you know, and they have limited toilet paper here. I don't know where you live, if they limit how many toilet paper you can get or not, but
I don't think so anymore. They did, but now the shelves are pretty full again. So no, but they were limiting that, and you couldn't even find it online. It was tough to find for a while.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, my mom finally got, went to Costco and just got two, you know, to divide for the me, my grandma, and my dad, just so we would have enough so we would not run out. So, yeah, Costco is a good thing, but I still cannot find, like, blades. So Windex or any of that stuff is always, every time I go to the store, is off the shelf. So, you know.
It's definitely changed. These are things that we never thought about before. I never worried about if there was going to be Windex before. Did you?
No, I mean, so no, and by the way, you guys, do never mix ammonia and bleach. Do not believe me. I learned that, and I end up fainting because of it. I just thought it might make the whole house clean and smell better, and I end up passing out. No. So people, don't do that. Don't do what Carly does, you know.
Yes. Not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're okay.
I mean, not I did that when I was 20, but
right.
It wasn't on the bottle that you should not do it like this now on the bottle. So, yes, but people, please be careful. And so you are doing the website, and what else have you been doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the website does keep us pretty busy. I do have a new Christmas movie coming out this season, which is really fun, which we shot last year, so it was already finished. And that also stars Cynthia Gibb, who was wonderful to work with, and Cody Calafiore, who just won Big Brother All-Stars. Cody plays my son. And that is streaming on Up TV streaming service as well as PureFlix. So
what is the movie called?
It's called Ivy and Mistletoe.
Okay, and is this, do you have the date when it's supposed to come out?
November 1st on Up TV, so Sunday.
Up TV, okay. Oh, I love Up TV. I must have something really on Up TV.
Ivy and Mistletoe. It's a really fun holiday film and something the whole family can watch. And I play the mayor of a small town in Pennsylvania, and this young woman gets stranded in my town. And so I take her into our home so she's not alone on Christmas, and some sparks happen between her and my son, played by Cody. So it's a very cute holiday romantic movie.
Oh, wait. So Cody was from Big Brother? Or...
He just won the All-Stars. I think it was last night.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Oh, my gosh. He taught. Okay. I know I shouldn't say this, but I just did. And you can tell your TV son that he's always welcome on here because I'm such a fan of his, and I cannot wait to watch the movie because, you know, I love Christmas movies, and, you know, I'm glad that you're back on a movie. I mean, you know, me, I would love it if you were back on a soap, just me, people, because you always did such a remarkable job on the soaps. I mean, if you were playing Sky from AMC, or when you were on Days, or Bold and the Beautiful, no matter what soap you were on, you were terrific. And the only other soap you have not been on is General Hospital. So,
was on General Hospital, just without.
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, I'm a radio host, so I kind of have to watch all four of them. So,
right.
You know, right. And because since you were always on Days, and
right.
Bold and Beautiful, which I thought you were terrific on Bold. Even on Bold and Beautiful, it's so... Yeah. Maddening, because you get into it 15 minutes into the show, and then you have like another 5 minutes, and then it goes off for the days. So, yeah, and I was watching the other night because I knew you were coming on, The Pastor Wife, the TV movie you did.
Yeah, that was an interesting project. That was a Lifetime movie. Yeah, The Pastor's Wife. That's based on a true story about a crime that actually happened here in the South. It was really fun to work. We had a great cast in that, too. We had Rose McGowan and Michael Shanks. And
gosh, and I'm forgetting. I know that there's someone else. Oh, there's my dog, Daphne. We had a lot of fun making that, and I had to have a Southern accent for that, which was fun.
That is amazing because, you know, some people just don't have, like, you know, I mean, you were terrific in that, and, you know, like, another movie I want to see again because I'm weird, because I like seeing movies, lifetime movies over for some reason, I don't know why, it's just I've always been like that, and, you know, you were, you know, fantastic in that. And you were also on, for people that don't know, you were also on probably my favorite, nighttime soap.
Okay.
If they call it a soap back then, but 90210. Time you're on, I have it on my TiVo to record, even though I watched it like 80 times. And, you know, it's like, oh, that's Key. Okay, that's my friend. And my niece is getting into it now, the original. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah. Oh, my God, that's your friend. I'm like, yeah. She's like, what? She goes, okay, can you please, get everyone from 90210? On there, and I go, maybe I can try. Because he has a crush on Jason Priestley. So, things, I'm like, honey, that might be hard to get, but I will try. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because what was, you know, in our generation now, they are seeing it for the first time. And they love it. So, you know, I think that's great. So, and
yeah.
You've been on Castle too. And
yeah.
My mom loved Castle so much. She cried when it was over. So did Maggie. Both of them were not happy, but Castle ended. And, I mean, that's another really great soap that you were on, and also Supernatural,
right.
You know, you were on too, so you've never been on a bad TV show. I mean, you've never, I know, I'm just like, I was thinking about this, I'm like, and if you want to go back in daytime, don't worry, I can just treat the heck out of the producers until they get sick of me. I totally would do that for you because, but then by now, you probably cannot get on the plane. And since everything is in L.A.,
right.
that might be hard.
Harley, I would get on a plane for a soap. Sure, I would. I just, you know, wear my mask and get on. It would be really funny.
Yeah, you know, some people are, you know, scared to, you know, fly by now. And so, you know, but I would love seeing you back on a soap, you know, a prime time or, you know, daytime. I don't care. But we need to see you like 5 days a week, and that's only my criteria, people. That's all you just have to do for me, and I'm happy. But I better bring on David and Bobby, because if I don't, I could land in serious trouble with both of them. And, like, I try not to get in the doghouse with the boys, because Maggie took the... is not feeling well, so she kind of has not been on the show lately, but she wanted me to make sure to tell you hi, and she hopefully will be back by the time you're on next time. So, yeah. So, I'm going to bring on, I'm going to bring on David first today. Hey, David.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm going crazy down here in Florida with the storm.
I bet.
And it's COVID, but I'm doing good. So,
good.
What part of Georgia you in? What part of Georgia you in?
In Atlanta. Right in the in the city. Yeah.
Oh, Atlanta, nice. I've been to there twice. Nice. Never been to it, but I've been there, yeah.
That's pretty. Lots of trees.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, now, I just watched you on Married with Children.
Oh, my
goodness. And again, and again, and again. And again. That's my favorite show. That's my favorite show. Okay, I will show the rumors of you on there. What was I working on there?
What was that?
What was it like working on Married with Children?
Oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. It was such a fun show to work on. I mean, I think that I was on, gosh, it was like season 10 or something. It was, they were, you know, well into their series at that point. So everything was, you know, running really smoothly and quickly. And it was really fun to work with the cast. You know, it was a show that, you know, my dad really loved and watched, and they happened to be in town when we were taping, so they got to come to the show and see us tape it live and meet everyone. And it was a really cool episode. You know, Michael Clark Duncan was also in that episode.
He
was just such a wonderful man, and you know, we had lunch a couple of times during that week, and I just remember having some great conversations with him, and just I remember his just how humble he was and how grateful he was to work, and he found, you know, such great success after, you know, working on that show with the Green Mile and other projects. It was sad to hear that he had passed, because he just was someone that had such a beautiful light and energy to him. But it was a really fun, it was just such a fun show, and the audiences were really loud and into it, and so it was just a really fun atmosphere to work in.
Yeah, I watched Married with Children all day. The same episode over and over again. Okay, this is a funny show. That's some crying.
It was quite a bit, that episode. I think, yeah, it must be one of the, it must be a favorite or something, because I noticed that it pops on quite often.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And yeah, I think we need to have you back on Dear Hospital. Come back. Have Sky come back. They're up trouble now. They call me to go do some promos right now. So,
I think that was a great idea. Yes, I definitely would love her to come back and cause some trouble.
I agree. you're always welcome back. Do you have a favorite movie or that you like to go to? Do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch over and over again?
A favorite movie that I'm in, or that one that I just like to watch?
Watch.
Ah, favorite movie. Oh, my gosh, there's so many. Oh, my goodness, and my head is spinning. I'm like, so many that I love to watch. Oh, my gosh, I'm such a movie. I love movies, and that's been one thing that one of many that have been so difficult during COVID is I miss going to the movies. I missed it a lot. I haven't been to the movies since February, I think, is the last time I went to a movie. And, you know, I typically like to go quite often. I just always have loved sitting in the dark theater and just kind of getting lost in the story. And, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think I'll be doing anytime soon, but I don't know. I'm so like in the Christmas like mode already, because I've been talking about Ivy and Mistletoe and just thinking about that, and some of my Christmas movies that I've done in the past have been starting to air again, and people have enjoyed watching those. And there's one in particular that I did a few years ago for Hallmark that I really love, called The Wishing Tree. And I think that's airing again in November on one of the Hallmark channels. And that's a really, really lovely story. Although I play kind of a mean lady, although I turn around a little by the end of it, but she's pretty tough through most of the movie.
Yeah. That's my next question. Are you playing the mean girl in this new movie, Chris Louie? Are you playing that girl?
I'm playing, yeah, one of the main roles, for sure. Yes. My character, Judy, is kind of the instigator in most of what's going on. So she's in there a lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff in there.
Well, I don't know, you play a bad girl, so you always get a playing bad girl.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, okay. Well, in the past,
I'm not a bad girl in that one at all. This one, actually, my grandmother could watch and be proud of me.
why does she love you when you pay a bad girl?
She doesn't like friends when I'm a bad girl.
You're always welcome back. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for answering my questions. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, Bobby on.
David, so are you done? You want me to bring on Bobby, or do you have more questions?
Yeah. No, that's it. Yes. Thank you for the question. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We are having David's birthday, so what day is it again, David?
23rd November. 23rd of November. 5 o'clock.
November 23rd. Oh, exciting. Yes. Okay.
5 p.m.
And so, of course, I'm trying to get all of this I will send you the flyer once I make it. and we would love it if you could come on.
All right. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Okay, David. I'm going to put you on hold, and bring on Bobby.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Doing fine. You work on all my children, but you're on at the same time that Kane McClain, who is now Jen on Days of Our Lives, was on.
No, I wasn't. No. That wasn't during the time I was there.
Yeah, because if you come back to date, that would be a good All My Children reunion between her and you, because I know you guys never worked in a scene together back in the day, but it would be great to maybe do a scene together.
It would be great. Absolutely. I've met her, but we didn't ever work together. You never know. Like, I'm folks, anything can happen. And I was on, Days for a brief time years ago now. So it wouldn't be weird to be someone else. To come back as someone else.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, and you said you had a Homeward Town film coming out. What's the date on it so I can know, so I can set my DVR for it.
The Hallmark film, I shot it a couple of years ago, so it's been out, but it's just, they always replay them for Christmas, and I have to go look to see, but it's called The Wishing Tree. If you look it up, it's on one of their channels. I know they have so many different channels now.
I think I may have seen it because I did regular Hallmark and the Mystery Channel, our cable company.
Here we go. No, our cable I've lost my glasses. Okay. Here we go. November, it's on Wednesday, November 18th, 9 p.m., 8 central, and it's on Hallmark Drama.
Oh, I was going to say, I can get Hallmark Drama, but I would have to pay for it. I'm like, Hallmark Movies and Mystery and the regular Hallmark channel. So unfortunately, unless I go on the app, it's not going to work out for me unless I go to the Hallmark store and buy it.
Yeah.
But like I said, once everything gets back to normal, I would not be surprised if you and Katie would be on dates. To have a little All My Children reunion between you two.
I'm on board for that. I'd love to work with Katie. She's a phenomenal actor and
right.
a really wonderful woman. Yeah. That would
yeah.
be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I actually don't have that much, many questions, but like David said, you're welcome back anytime. And I hope you surprise him during his birthday show.
I didn't catch that last part. Sorry.
I hope you surprise David during his birthday show. You're welcome back anytime.
Hi, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, because David is such a big fan of you, and when you say yes, you kind of made his whole year. So, and he was really, really, happy about that. And, you know, to make David happy because he does all the PR stuff, and
right.
he does most of the scheduling, because if I did, you know, we will all be in trouble because keeping everything straight like he does is, really, really, crazy. So, yeah. And, Bobby, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Just, you have a great
awesome.
Night. Not you, Carly. Carrie. I almost said the wrong name.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you are my second commandment now. So, Carrie, I got to ask you two more questions.
Okay.
So, during this COVID thing, have you been wanting to go to the refrigerator more and more as the time passes by?
Say that again.
Like, you know, because everyone's been at home, did you find yourself just going to the kitchen and, you know, having a spoonful of peanut butter or something like, you know, or having something really bad at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Really? Wow. Okay, you have more, strength and goodwill than I do. Because, it's so easy to just walk by the kitchen and I say, I'm not coming in. I'm not going in. And then I go in and then, it's crazy. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely want you back. And we cannot wait to watch the Christmas movie because it looks really, really good. And, and please let David or I know when another project happens. And please message me about your website so we can put it on our Facebook and Twitter. Piedlitz.
Oh, great. I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
Yeah, and just stay healthy. And the election is 5 days away. You know, I wish it was today. I'm waiting for this election to be over.
I know.
You turn on the...
It's been pretty intense.
Well, it's intense. And, I'm going to try and come live on the air if it ends early enough, depending who wins.
Right.
Well, pretty much my prayer is Biden gets in, and, then we are going to be celebrating. And if we are stuck with him for another 4 more years, then I'm going to find the saddest song ever. Because that's how everyone's going to feel. So, yeah. So, election night is going to be crazy.
No.
And, I'm at the point where I just fast forward all the commercials with all the ads right now because that's all you see.
No. Yeah, it's just one after the other. We all contradict each other. That's why you just got to turn them off and focus on being positive and friends and family and you know, catching up on your favorite shows and
wait, I think someone's calling in, but you hold on. 843, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Christian.
Hi, Christian. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good, kid. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have a question, or did you want to say something?
I'm trying to come up with something to think of. have you been, any other upcoming films?
I do have Ivy and Mistletoe, which is a Christmas movie, and that starts streaming on Sunday through Up TV. And so that's coming up because we shot that before COVID. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. There hasn't really been much going on in the business. It's starting up again, so it's nice to see.
I've been working through the whole COVID.
You've been what?
I've been working through the whole COVID-19. I work at Walmart, so.
So you guys have been busy. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, I guess it's good to keep that you're keeping busy and staying at work and staying safe, hopefully. But yeah, it's strange times indeed. We're definitely trying to keep ourselves busy over here, and we look forward to the days when we can get back out there again like we used to.
Yeah, I get that. It's it's weird now. Like when people gotta wear masks, it's like everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, you gotta wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it gets hot and it's hard to hear people sometimes, but it's now that's the new normal right now.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to talk about, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Please say hello.
Yeah, and
you
can always call in. We have amazing guests coming up tomorrow and all November. So there's always calls. Just look at our website, and we're going to have amazing people. So thank you for calling in.
Thanks, I appreciate
Christian.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great night.
You too.
All right. Okay, Jay, thank you for calling in. And I hope you can relax tonight. And please just put your website on my Facebook Messenger, and I will let the people know.
Sounds good. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, have a good night.
Yes, have a great night. Stay safe, everyone.
Okay,
go
we
vote.
Will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, that was Carrie Genzel. And
hey guys.
Hi, guys. You are on the air with me. And both of you, I put you on, right? David, Bob, and you both here?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
can you hear
there's
me?
Two things. I want to go over. Number one, Bobby, can I finish? And then you can go. Okay, I want to say that I almost ended up in the ER Sunday night because of a specific reason. Okay, I was happy. Okay, the game was going really well for the Seahawks, really well. And, we were in overtime, and, the Cardinals pushed us in overtime. And basically, it was, crazy because of the fact that, we were almost, they should have counted what we did as a touchdown, and they did not. And you know, and we lost by 2 points. Okay, a point. Carly was not having Sunday night. And Bobby, you said don't call you. I was too mad to speak to anyone Sunday night. I was fuming. I was saying bad words, really bad words. So, yeah. So, and Bobby, what do you want to say?
I do want to say a couple of things. First, I want to just say that this Sunday you guys got the 49ers. That's going to be a big game, no doubt about that. However, in our area, we ended up going to get the Saints and Bears instead of the Seahawks and 49ers because that's not a Sunday night game and we are assigned to the Saints and Bears and the Niners and Seahawks was to move to Sunday night. So I'll be just probably watching the Bears and New Orleans game. So I probably will check in on the computer to see how you all are doing Sunday. But I lost money on that game because I could have won a lot of money if in my football pool it turned out that my boss beat me because of the results of the Rams game with the total number of points. Now, secondly, I'm not buying into the rumor that Emmy Ryan and several other General Hospital stars have been let go. I don't believe that rumor one bit.
As for that by now, okay, I have some stuff I want to say on that. You know, because, you know, you know, I can believe, you know, this, but people, I know you have said about what's going on, but it's not appropriate how you're calling Frank out for this and how you're going after other co-stars of them because, number one, you know, we don't really know, you know, what happened. And, you know, we, you know, in my opinion, you know, we, yeah, do we really want, to lose, cast members, that are, you know, the people we love on the show. But it doesn't give you the right to yell at the other cast members for that are still on the show. This is, you know what, it wasn't their fault. You know, we don't know what the real story is right now. Emmy and William really can't say what the hell is going on. And, you know, we probably will give them a... They are saying that, you know, there are more casting is coming up. Okay, but that being said, can we just go back to the nights to treat the actors with respect and Frank with respect, even though you don't agree with them? And even, you know, you really, some people were, you know, being really mean to Edie McCoy, and this has got to stop. I mean, Laura got in the faces today. So, you know, this, I'm not telling everyone what to do here, but I am saying that, you know, relax more, and, don't you agree, David?
Yes, I agree.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, you know, going after the actresses and actors for what's going on is crazy.
We should just be happy we have our souls back.
Right.
You know, and, you know,
And if I can interrupt you for a second, Carly, I was on Emmy Ryan's Instagram page, and she posted a video concerning about that and how she was going to take a short trip with her family. So I don't know if this means that she's gone from General Hospital for good or whatever, but hopefully by the time everything gets back to normal by April, hopefully I can just talk to her about these, about what's coming going on and if she's going to get rehired or if she's going to be on another show by then. Because she's been on a show since 2004. She played three different characters on three different popular soaps.
Yeah, and you know, we just you know, I think we just have to be nicer. I mean, does anyone want this happening? No. No one is happy about this. So,
and
you
also,
know, we just have to
also,
you know, be more caring and more, you know, nice on Twitter about this. I mean, no one wants everyone to live their love. No one wants these actors out, okay? But, you know, we don't know everything that is going on behind the scenes, you know? And I just want to say that also, you know, we don't tolerate that, and, you know, people just have to, I want this, you know, to go, and there's a, you know, petition for Emmy Lou. I haven't seen what one is for, William yet, but I'm sure there will be one. So just, you guys, we just gotta go back.
And I don't believe those
to,
and I don't believe those rumors
okay,
that
so nice. And
back to
even on
hospital,
the show, even though we all disagree on stuff, David.
Right.
Sorry, I mean funny. We know that we all love each other, and we just—it's just been a crazy time in America. And vote for Biden. I don't know how many times I have to say this right now, but we need, a chance to, you know, to be able to do this. And what, I love my job. We love my job on Daytime After Dark. And, but 4 years of having Dump in the White House for more years is going to push everyone over the edge. You think COVID right now is crazy? If we don't get him out of the office, we are never getting out of this alive, you guys. He knew that this was deadly. And, you know, 70 people in Washington died from the first cases here. Okay? And over 2,000 people have lost their lives. And the way I look at it, he has blood on his hands. Because he knew about it, he did not do a damn thing about it. And when he get COVID himself, he treated it like a joke. Okay, I have no respect for the Republican Party now.
Right.
All credibility for me has went out the window. And I'm, you know, before people send me and say, oh, since you're a Democrat now, you must believe in abortion. I never once said, I don't believe in abortion unless, God forbid, you get raped or incest. But I am sick and tired of people wanting to point the fingers at the Democrats that we didn't get a, stimulus package. No, it was Miss McConnell that has been holding things up. So I'm sick of people blaming Nancy Pelosi on this. We need to go back and vote for Biden because Biden stands for everything this country has not.
Exactly. And to top it all off, he's still in campaigning in North Carolina, and that's the reason why our COVID rate's been up. That's the reason why business has been slow, and that's the reason why a lot of people have lost their jobs in the state of North Carolina between him and Governor Cooper here in North Carolina.
And
not to mention, he can say "Make America Great" all he wants, but he's not going to say that "Make America Great Again." It's "Make America Better." That's what I'm saying. That's what Biden should be saying. Make America better, not make America great again.
America was great before, before this asshole, came into America. He does not care who dies. He does not care about anything. So my thing is, he doesn't care, you guys. He won't care about it. So it's time that we took America back. And, we need to just be nicer to each other.
Right.
We might not all agree on everything, but I'm sorry. I don't want to wake up next Wednesday and say that, we got screwed with, okay? Guys, do your job, please. I'm begging you. Please do your job and get Trump out before all of us are dead.
And the make now is
I say vote.
And the make now is worse. He's still coming to Fayetteville. He was scheduled to go today, but all the winds from that hurricane postponed the event, and now he's coming Monday, which is going to make people get this COVID even worse, and not to mention, it's going to be cold. So I don't know if he's trying to do this as a last-ditch effort, but if it's working, it's not going to work that far because it's too little too late. I already voted for Biden, and I think we should make America better with Joe Biden in the White House.
Biden is never going to interrupt our soaps, okay? And Biden is, you know what? This happened last week with the judge, Amy Beard. This was a disgrace, okay? They would not let Obama have his pick, and it was 9 months before the election. And a week and a half before the election, it was okay? No, none of this has sat well with me. And I just want to, say that if I'm sound on my high horse, I'm sorry, but I'm sick of living where we are going to be afraid that maybe people's Social Security will be gone, Medicare will be gone. And with Biden, there's no worry about that because he cares about people. And I'm sick and I'm tired of the rich people not liking his tax plan because of the rich people. Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? The middle class has been paying too much for far too long. Right, guys?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, remember that, we are all, great and, everything. So, just have a great night.
Right.
And thank you guys for
And we got Brooklyn.
Stick in with them, but just remember, keep voting and keep, you know, and we will be back tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
We got Brooklyn from Town Hospital on the show.
With Brianna Blaine, who's playing Brooklyn right now.
Right.
So, yes, and have a great night, everyone. And take a moment to enjoy the view. Mm-hmm. And have a great night.
Okay.
Good night, Bobby. Good night,
okay.
Buddy.
Okay. Bye. Bye.